Yes, people, this is your warning. There will be some strong language, but you're okay with that. So let's get going. This is the Farmer's E podcast. Yes, we are now doing an urban podcast. This is BBC One Extra.
What the fuck was that?
Mate, I was waiting. I set up and I was like, do you know what? I'm going to have a little look to see if there's any music, like a bed music. And I heard a couple of tracks. And I was like,
that might have been the funniest thing you've ever done. What the fuck was that?
Hey, the song goes on for 2 minutes. It's great.
Fucking hell.
Do you know what? You were like, oh, I got this from the start. I'm thinking, yeah, fuck you.
Oh my God.
I'm thinking I might just do a new one every week.
It's fucking shit.
It was amazing. What are you on about? I got Emma to come in. I went, Emma, come and listen to this. What do you think of this? And I didn't tell her about it. She went, it doesn't say football to me. And I was thinking, I bet it fucking doesn't.
Fucking Jesus Christ. I was completely speechless with that. It's unbelievable. How many years you know me? I've never been speechless. That's insane.
I'm so proud of it.
It's when you randomly bust it out in about a 6 weeks time, and I'm just like, oh no, not this again. I mean,
don't.
Horrendous. Anyway, right, you asked me beforehand, what are we talking about this week?
Oh yeah. Fuck me, I completely forgot about that.
Mate, I've got 3 nominations for Wally of the Week. Yes, mate. Do you want the nominations?
Wally of the week.
I don't know if I played that first or not. Played it twice. Can I go for a third?
Do it. There's 3 of them, apparently.
Do it.
Wally of the week.
Absolutely smashed it. Right, so have you seen the absolute meltdown that Nottingham Forest had today?
Oh, mate.
Nottingham Forest Twitter admin has gone ballistic. So, to people who aren't captain current affairs, they had 3 penalty shouts, which I don't think any of them were penalties, to be honest. But regardless, anyway, against Everton, a classic 6-pointer, as you call it.
Classic 6-pointer.
But they've lost 2-0. They didn't really create a lot. They were shit. Anyway, right, this is what they've tweeted out after the game. And I swear to fuck, this is word for word. 3 extremely poor decisions. 3 penalties not given, which we simply cannot accept. We warned the PGMOL that VAR is a Luton fan before the game, but they didn't change him. Our patience has been tested multiple times. NFFC will now consider its options.
No way! Oh
Jen,
my God.
You win. There it is.
There's no way they can say that.
They've lost their mind, haven't they?
That's basically saying, look, lads, there's corruption. They want us to go down.
They've lost
their
mind.
Oh my God.
I get where they're coming from, because they're obviously fucked off that they've been done with the points deduction. Do you know what I mean? But you've been done with the points deduction for a fucking reason at the end of the day. Do you know what I mean? You bought 2 new squads for fuck's sake. Do you know what I mean? So I don't really think you can sit there and start kicking off. But I don't know, mate. To blame the frigging VAR, right, when their only outlet was Chris Wood, right, speaks volumes about where Nottingham Forest are mentally as a team. It's absolutely mind-blowing, mate.
But wait, they've got Mark Clattenburg on the books as a referee.
Yeah.
Whatever, fucking consultant. I don't know what he is.
It was to help them understand why they're not getting decisions their way. And quite simple, you keep committing fouls or you're offside. Like Mark Clattenburg's collecting the easiest money he's ever collected.
They should just be giving him a call and just saying, look, mate, with this,
what's going on?
Is there a bit of an issue?
Well, the first... Did you watch the game?
No.
So the first one was a clean tackle. He won the ball, right? The second one, ball gets lofted over, player heads it back into the box, and Ashley Young's arm is, slightly out. Like if they would have given it, you'd have looked at it and you went, Yeah, he has handballed it, but at the same time, it wouldn't have been given 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It's because they're given everything for penalties nowadays. It was completely accidental. His arms, they weren't flailing around, but he's jumping. He's just coming back off a jump. Like, where's his arm supposed to be? Do you know what I mean? It was just unlucky. So if they gave that, it'd have been naughty. And then third one was a bit of a reckless challenge. But again, I don't think there was enough in it that you'd say it was a stonewall penalty. Especially not for fucking Forest Twitter admin to be going fucking ballistic and trying to take
that's
on the world.
Absolutely crazy. You know what I mean? It's
absolute madness, mate. They don't know what they're playing at.
Fucking do this.
I think it's a little bit of mental chess from Forest. Where, like,
had the point deduction.
Well, their last four games aren't easy games. They got Man City, Sheffield United, Chelsea, and Burnley. Sheffield United and Burnley both in the relegation scrap with them. Chelsea aren't really fighting for anything, but they're so inconsistent. You don't know what Chelsea's turning up, and Man City they're going to get pumped. So I think they're putting a bit of doubt into people's minds and playing with the FA a little bit, thinking like, well, we didn't get fucking all these penalties against Everton, so when will we get one? We had to employ Clattenburg because you keep pulling our pants down. There's got to be a little bit of
mental warfare,
do you know what I mean? Like, it just seems a bit snaky from them. It's a bit like, let's have it right. You've been shit all season. All right, you've been done with the points deduction, but fuck me, you haven't done so much that everyone's gone, oh, you've been stitched up. Like, Forest down there for a reason.
Yeah, terrible.
You know what I mean? I said it a few weeks ago to Rob. I was like, but he was like, oh, no, I'm completely confident we're staying up. I was like, I wouldn't be confident looking at that fucking team, mate, and looking at your running. You're in trouble. Big
time. That's just so... I mean, you come out and you say, all right, look, the managers don't even say it anymore. The managers don't even critique it too much anymore because,
Jose said it perfectly, didn't he, years ago? If I speak, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, and the players
absolutely
can't.
That's mental. I hadn't seen that at all.
No.
So that is.
And when Charlie Austin went ballistic after the game.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So players can't say fuck all either. So you can't even criticize the referees nowadays, even if they have done a shit job. So what you have to leave it to Twitter accounts for keyboard warriors to go nuts. Because essentially, who's behind it? You can't pin someone, can you? The FA can't fucking charge the whole club, can they?
Yeah,
I suppose they can, but I don't know, mate.
It is a mental one because if you do feel like hard done by and you have you're kind of just fucked off.
Mm.
It's tweeted like as soon as it. Like the final whistle's done as well. I just looked at it. It was
rapid, mate.
Yeah,
that happened literally.
Final whistle, bang.
Mate, I saw it about 10 minutes later, and I was like, "What the fuck's this about? Fuck it, it's
but there's like
madness.
A team of them sat in a room, generally.
Yeah, because what I'm saying.
My mate used to do it at Swansea, so he was like, "Yeah, on a match day, there's like fucking six of us, and that was obviously Championship." He said, "But he'd be doing pictures, sending them up, and then someone would be." Banging on the graphics, putting them out, whatever. Yeah. Someone would be writing it, and someone would be checking it. So someone's
just
checked
super, super quick, then.
Yeah, someone's checked
it. It's gone through. It's gone through a bunch of people. Oh, mate, it's madness. It's absolutely
no one from the top's looked down and gone. Actually,
well, they can't now, can they? They can't tweet and delete, can they? Do you know what I mean? They do that shit. It looks even worse. I suppose the club can say, "Oh, we had a rogue agent indoors that went ballistic."
Do you know what I mean? That's the thing. So someone's annoyed.
It's bad. I don't think I've seen such like madness out of a club in a long time.
Do you know what? The one with Ashley Young, he kicks him in the back of the leg. And it isn't a penalty.
Is that the first or the second one?
First one, I think. But
it's the way the player throws himself to the
ground. That's the problem.
And it does look suspect.
When we had Arsenal against Arsenal.
You said it right against, that time.
I know. I don't know what
what's going on?
The fuck's going on here?
I believe this.
Must be the new intro. I'm well professional now.
Yeah. Got to keep it then.
But Gabriel Jesus kind of went over a player's leg. And to be fair, I thought, this is a 50-50 here. But he threw himself. He like kind of went onto one foot and then like launched himself, and it's just like that's not natural. So then the ref didn't give it, and then obviously they didn't really turn it over. But yeah, it's, the problem is when you try and make too much of it, it does just look like diving.
All three of them were against Ashley Young, so I think he's lucky to have gotten away with all three of them. Do you know what I mean? Especially the third penalty shout is the only one that I'd look at and think, yeah, they've kind of got a case for it. Do you know what I mean?
The handballs comes off Ashley Young's leg to go into his hand. There's nothing you can't do anything about
that. I don't
think
there's anything you could do about that. They were saying at half time, they were like, oh yeah, it should be a pen. His arm's in an unnatural position. I was like, tell you what then, I'll flip that ball over, right? And you show me how you jump for that ball then.
Yeah.
Like how are players supposed to defend nowadays? Do you know what I mean?
You're jumping with one leg in the air past your hip, pretty much.
Yeah.
In the air, you've got to balance somehow.
Yeah,
otherwise
exactly.
It just doesn't work, does it?
Well, the advantage is always with the attacker then. Because you'll see
one,
players...
I'd be a bit like...
Yeah,
the third one
is suspect.
Yeah.
The third one is suspect.
Do you know what? I was gutted when Ashley Young left, and now I'm like, fuck, he's not here.
No, he's not young anymore, is he? Do you know what I mean? But what I was going to go on to say was, Virgil van Dijk does this, and Lisandro Martinez does it as well. When a player is running towards them with the ball, they'll have their hands behind their back, like as if they're like at a funeral or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, but how if a player's like shaking and moving in front of them and bobbing and weaving, how are they supposed to keep their body central? How are they supposed to stand up properly? The advantage is completely in the attacker's favour.
Yeah, it impedes them, doesn't it? I think.
Yeah, massively.
And I do kind of get it when players have someone running onto them and they kind of keep their arms by the side.
Or yeah.
The extremes are when they put it behind them. But when you're fucking flying through the air,
yeah,
like it's kind of, they say, oh, that's an unnatural hand position. I'm like, mate, if I'm trying to get my leg that high, fucking my hands are going everywhere.
Yeah.
Like there is no way that there's not an unnatural position from the fucking, but as far as I can reach to the top of my head to basically the whole fucking circumference, what I can reach.
Yeah.
Right.
But then even take something as simple as like, let's say for example, if a player pushes, if they're heading down the wing towards the byline and they're looking to cross the ball into the box, got a defender in front of them and they've just pushed it out a little bit and they've gone to whip the ball. The defender, 99 times out of 100, he's going to lunge a leg at that ball, isn't he, to try and stop that ball to get across the box. What do his arms do the second you lunge?
Yeah,
they go outwards, don't they? They're not going to stay at their side because they're splitting their whole body to try and get across it. So what the fuck's a defender supposed to do?
Do you know what I'd hate to be a defender in today's game, mate.
I'd hate it.
They say, all right, if your arm's out, it's unnatural.
Yeah.
But if you're bringing it towards you, that's fine. So if the ball, if it kind of like your reaction is like your arm's out and it looks like it's going underneath, and you just bring your hand down, it's a natural thing that your hand's going towards your side or whatever, and you can block the ball. It's absolutely fine.
But they've changed the rules so many fucking times, mate. They're like, honestly, I don't even know what it is anymore.
The problem is, I think like a lot of these things, the rules happen and they're brought in for one thing, right?
Mm.
Like with the offside, it was basically so people can't fucking goal hang all day, and now we're checking to see if they fucking trim their pubes. Whether they were onside or offside.
Well, the one Coventry had against us was very harsh, mate. And then we saw the last goal. Well, the goal they
disallowed in the 122nd minute or something.
Mate, I tell you what, if that was given against us as VAR, I'd have kicked off.
Yeah.
Because honestly, mate, I've been a United fan forever. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I'll argue with most people about Man United, but like, I do think that's one of them. If you move the camera down the line a little bit more, he's onside. I do think that's perspective with that one. You see it with the lines on the pitch, there's not a lot in it. And then I was saying to Isaac and Klusker in our group chat, and I was like, but how much of an advantage has he actually gained through being half a yard technically offside? Because he wasn't like offside, he was leaning off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so how much has he actually gained through doing it then?
And this is the I think this goes into the bigger thing of if we went through all the rules, it'd be interesting if we went through all the rules.
Mm.
I basically went, that's a load of bollocks. That's not what it should be like anymore and stuff like that.
We should do one where we say, right, what rules would we change and what would we bring in?
Yeah, because there is so much out there. I mean, there's probably there's 300 fucking rules or whatever. Let's not do them all. But the main ones that always kick up a fuss. And I just think it's absolutely... For what we're checking on and how long it takes as well. if you're checking on something and you're checking on millimeters, you just it's not fucking worth it. It's
not like even that though, mate. It takes the fun out of it. I mean, like, imagine Coventry fans there. They've gone to Wembley. Do you know what I mean? Like, imagine you're there with your kid or whatever, and you're there at Wembley, and you're Coventry City from the Championship, and you're taking on Man United. Although Man United aren't what they were, they're still a juggernaut. Yeah. I mean, they're still massive in the terms of like world football. And you've clawed back a 3-0 to a 3-3, and you've scored in the 122nd minute, and the whole place goes fucking ballistic. Do you know what I mean? You lose your mind, like you're probably fucking crying your eyes out as well. Do you know what I mean? Like absolutely buzzing that you've got the win, and then after all that euphoria, checking VAR. You're like, what are we fucking doing? I'm Man United to the core, do you know what I mean? Like, but I do think there's a lot to be said for like taking the sting out of it and taking the moment off fans, especially when it's that fine. Because I don't know if you've seen it, but like, he's not. If that was given as offside against us, mate, I'd have hit the roof. I really would hit the roof.
And obviously,
it's minimal.
It kind of happens and it gets said a lot, like the big six bias and things like that. But that just adds to it, if you know what I mean. Because people would just go, and I know offside is that black and white thing. But it's one of those things that'd be like, well, if it was them, it wouldn't have happened. They would have just moved the line a little bit and shit like that.
Isaac said this, and I said, I don't think you understand how much the media are dying out on Man United's misery. I said, there's no way we'd have got that given that. No fucking way.
But I don't know. I feel like
they need to bring something in with VAR. To use
against the big six fans. I don't think it would have necessarily. But I'm just saying it is something that would be.
They need to change how they measure it. Do you know what I mean? Like, because the lines they use are so thin. Like you can make them as thick as thin as you want. It doesn't make a difference. Do you know what I mean? I mean say if you're using a line thickness at Wembley versus the line thickness at Brentford. Do you know what I mean? Like. How far the camera is from the pitch, right, and the thickness of the line you're using is going to be different depending on how far it is away. Do you know what I mean? So even that's not a fair representation. Do you know what I mean? So there needs to be some sort of, I don't know, general consensus where you just say, right, if he's offside by half his body's width or fucking... a whole foot or a whole football width, or I don't fucking know. There needs to be something rather than, like you said, like is ball bags offside? All right, he's all offside then. Do you know what I mean? There needs to be something that needs to be brought in.
I think it's the Dutch league where they basically use thicker lines.
Yeah,
but also if the lines are touching, they're onside.
Yeah,
so there needs to be thick lines, proper thick lines, the equivalent, say, of the pitcher's lines. All right, so the lines
again,
the pitch.
Those lines need to be relative to the distance for the camera from the pitch, though.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, so if you use something that's on the pitch, say the pitcher's lines, the white lines, that used.
Yeah.
If you basically say, look,
double
both
that.
Lines are like that, and if they're touching, he's onside.
Yeah.
Because the advantage he's getting from being that isn't that much at all. It's tiny. Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, the momentum of the defender is stood still, and the attacker is driving forward. So you will have...
Or at least they're on the back foot and they haven't even turned yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sort of thing. So, like, you're always going to have that bit more momentum with them, but it's just, mate, it's absolutely...
They need to sort something. I mean, like, I thought the stuff at the World Cup worked well. With the
automatic.
With the screen and I thought that was seamless. I don't know if it's an English thing where we're too proud to take on someone else's technology or something, but it was just like, well, that worked seamlessly. It was done, dusted there and then. There was no problems. So just
it was offered
to implement it.
And this is a problem you have with the FA and the fucking PGML, MOL, is that they got offered this shit and they say, nah, all right, it's either too expensive.
It's ignorance.
You're in a fucking £1 billion fucking league.
It's ignorance.
It's unbelievable.
But then they get content out of controversy and they get content out of people arguing and all that shit. And that's all good and well, but what happens if you're fucking... Sorry. My bedroom door got shut and I was like, sorry, what? Killian might be awake. The shot's gone into him. What was I going to say? He shouldn't be awake though. It's fucking 8:30. Anyway.
I can hear fucking my one awake as well.
What was I going to say? Yeah, but you were saying she's a bad sleeper anyway, so...
Yeah.
him usually, once he's asleep, I could send a Tasmanian devil in there and he'd be asleep. No problem. You won't give a shit.
The fucking Tabs. What a fucking program that was. You don't get shit like that anymore.
Mate, do you remember the intro? I'll send you the intro later on, mate. I'm telling you, right? It was fucking OP.
I'll probably nick it and use it as our intro.
Papa does my own New York. Papa does my own New
York. Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah. Mate, and when you watch the intro, you remember all the characters from it. It was so good.
Yeah, his sister and his fucking brother were there, and they were like...
And they can all talk. They can all talk, but he's the only one that's basically disabled and like struggles to... I remember I got bored once. Wait there, let me get this up. That's what she said. I got bored once, and I went onto Taz Devil's Wikipedia, right? Okay, this is a massive digression. This might be one of the fucking... the major digressions we ever had. Where is it? Right.
No, just... there was a big blow there, hadn't it?
Apart from a few little bits, right, this is basically me, ready. Taz is generally portrayed as a ferocious, albeit dim-witted carnivore with a notoriously short temper and
mate,
little
this is
patience.
You all day.
And you wonder why I love Taz. He's a boy. He fucking kills me. Where is it? He is best known for his speech, consisting mostly of grunts, growls and rasps. In his early episodes, he does speak English with primitive grammar, as well as his ability to spin like a vortex and bite through nearly anything.
No way. Mate, that's Taz, you.
Taz is a G, mate. I love it.
Taz is a G.
But anyway, do you want my other two options for Wally of the Week?
Yeah, fuck it, go on.
After 20-odd minutes. Eric Ten Hag. And not for the Coventry display, for the dumbass comment that he came out with a few hours beforehand, which was, in 18 months, I've never had my favourite team on the pitch because the players are injured. Mate, welcome to fucking football management.
Is that what he said?
Fuck off. Genuinely, I mean, he's a fucking moron. This is what I'm saying. Some of this fucking shit that he comes out with is absolutely fucking insane. And I like...
How are you trying to defend yourself? Like,
No. Forget all that, mate, right? Stop fucking making excuses about injuries, right? Stop spunking 100 million, right, on Anthony, right? And then consistently playing him, even though he's only scored one goal for the club.
Like, yeah.
Bench him, it's not worked out, sell him, get him on the transfer market. Just admit you fucked up. Same with Onana. Onana's not a £65 million keeper. Just admit it was a fucking mistake.
65 mil.
50 mil, 60 mil, whatever
fucking
he was.
Hell.
Put it this way, he was fucking 40 mil more than he should have been. Right? Put him on the transfer market, fucking get rid of him. Stop making fucking excuses.
So that's, I'm actually that's the fucking other. Wasted in one season because did Anthony come in the same season?
Well, I got bored earlier, so I decided to look at Eric Ten Hag's Man United signings. Do you want them?
Yeah, go on.
And you can tell me which ones were a success and which ones were terrible. Ready? Sergio Reguilón. All right, currently now playing where? Sheffield United?
Yeah, something
about to get relegated. Great
fucking
signing. Amrabat. How many games has he played? About 10? And
mate, I told you he was going to be this season's Carlos Sanchez.
Mate, not good. Rasmus Højlund. Yeah, okay. He doesn't get enough service in my eyes.
He's got
like
time
I said,
as well. He's
today,
12
mate,
or whatever it is.
Against Coventry, with the greatest respect, a championship football team, he had one shot today. Whereas Marcus Rashford had six. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but
this
is
what
that
I'm saying.
Because Højlund didn't get the service, where people snap like fucking...
Yeah. Rashford
Fernandez
gets the ball on the wing.
Constantly snapshotting from the outside of the box.
Rashford gets the ball on the wing where he should whip it or just put it on the fucking penalty spot and he decides to try and take it around the fucking the fullback and the centre-back and the other centre-back. Gets to a position then where he's on his weaker foot. He has to swing at the ball when he's not even facing the fucking goal. Or like you just said, you got Bruno then, who whenever he gets the ball just shoots from 30 yards out. And like, so he gets no fucking service. So I feel bad for him. Onana, 50 mil. Sorry.
Fucking good hell.
Yeah. He's been good, hasn't he? Great. Johnny Evans. Probably one
Do
of our better
what?
Signings, if I'm honest.
Johnny Evans is actually one of your better
Probably
signings.
One of our better signings.
He went back, because he went back to the training squad, didn't he? And I thought, fucking hell, that's not a good fucking signing. And then he signed, and I thought, fucking hell. But yeah, he's actually been all right, to be fair.
Yeah. Mason Mount. No comment. Marcel
70
Sabitzer,
mil winning or something as well.
65.
Fucking hell.
Sabitzer. Again, no comment. Walking yellow car, just goes around crashing into people. Absolutely shit. Weghorst, remember that shit?
Oh yeah, because he didn't even sound for, didn't play well for fucking Burnley.
No, I don't know why we bothered. Jack Butland, Martin Dubravka.
Wait, have you got Jack Butland?
We did, Avi. I think he went back out again, didn't he? It was only
fucking
a
fucking out.
Martin Dubravka, who again went straight back to Newcastle, pointless even getting hold of him.
Yeah.
Anthony, quite possibly the worst Premiership signing, and I'm putting him up there with Pogba and Lukaku before you fucking start. Honestly,
fucking
dreadful.
Hell.
Casemiro, Lisandro Martinez, Christian Eriksen, and Malacia. So are we honestly going to sit there and blame injuries when you've made, let's have it right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 signings, right? And I'll count what we class as good ones. Ready? 1, 2, 5, I'm counting. And just for content, because this will be funny, the 5 I'm counting are Hoyland, Johnny Evans, Casemiro, Martinez, and Eriksen. And even Casemiro recently has been fucking pony. But he is about, I was about to say he's 100 years old, but I think he's my age. But
the problem I have with Casemiro,
I'm not a Premiership footballer, so
he's like a CDM who just can't seem to slide tackle at all. He's always got a dodgy tackle.
Yeah.
In him, so you can't even count on him for that, really.
He never got sent off in his whole time at Real Madrid. He's been sent off at Man United 3 times already.
Fucking hell.
But I'm not being funny, mate. You're not going to sit there and blame injuries when 10 of your 15 signings not have
how
been
much money
like,
has he spent meh, on that?
They've been shit. Like, they've been shit. All 10 of them have been bollocks. The only one that I might put a question mark over, because he's been riddled with injuries, is Mason Mount. He hasn't really had a chance. He's fucking just been injured non-stop.
Yeah.
That's the only one. But if, even him, he hasn't really fucking come on and been fucking good or anything. Everyone else has been shot. So,
mate, it's scary because none of these are like small signings either. A lot of these,
I'm done with Ten Hag as well. By the way,
because I spoke to you the other day, didn't I?
It's taken me a very long time, but I'm done with him, mate. Honestly, after today's nonsense, I'm finished.
Because we spoke previously, and I said, "What happens if you don't get Europe or you don't win a cup?" And you basically said, we've got to stick with him. We can't keep changing managers because we've been doing that for the last, 8 years or something? 10 years.
Probably more now, yeah.
Do they do that because it's 10 Hag? Do you reckon this is it? We're going to get 11 Hag now. next time. He morphs like a fucking Pokemon. Gets hurt.
They don't they evolve.
Okay. Oh, right. Well, fucking right, sorry.
And he'd need a bald stone to evolve. But anyway.
but we spoke and you said, look,
my thinking behind that was United seemed to be giving him a lot of time.
Yeah.
Like, when you consider, A, how much he spent, and B, how many fucking games he's losing. But not even the games he's losing, because like the Liverpool game, we seem to win games that we shouldn't be winning.
Yeah.
So when you look at his percentage record, it's actually pretty good. It's actually okay. But when you're getting turned over by Luton and Crystal Palace and Brentford, and no disrespect to those teams, but Man United should be walloping those teams. Especially when you spent 95 million on Anthony, 70 million on Casemiro, 50 million on your goalkeeper. Like, when you spent hundreds and hundreds of millions of pounds,
well,
you should be up there with Man City, with Liverpool, with Arsenal. So don't sit there and blame fucking injuries. It's your shit decisions, mate. I'm not fucking having it. I'm fucking done with
that. And you're spending about 330 mil on players that just don't work. And then the players that we spoke about. So Johnny Evans was a free. Eriksen was a free.
And Ericsson, by the way, end of the season, he wants out.
I don't fucking blame him at all.
He's not
playing that much.
No.
He got his injured and stuff like that, but he's not playing that much. And
I don't think he's playing anyway, but that's a different fucking topic for another day, isn't it? But
Casemiro got 70 mil. Fucking hell. I didn't realise he got you that much. Said.
But the thing is, fucking though, hell. Mate, in every walk of life, it don't matter if it's fucking your relationship, your friends, work, whatever, right? You can tell a lot off a person, yeah, whether they're accountable for their actions, whether they're willing to stand up and say, look, guys, I fucked up, or fucking, yeah, right, sorry, whatever, we'll learn, we'll move on. Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone makes mistakes. It's how you grow, isn't it? You learn from it, yeah, you move on, blah, blah, blah. This cunt doesn't seem to fucking want to be accountable for jack shit. Now, I'm not being funny. He might be trying to be stoic in front of the press and everything. That's all good and well, but all this shit with Jadon Sancho, I for fucking 0 fucking minutes do I believe it was all Jadon Sancho.
No, it never is it?
He's gone to the Bundesliga and everyone's fisting themselves because he's creaming it over there, right? It's a dog shit league, right? He's going to cream it. What the fuck do you expect? But they asked him the other day, they said to him, this form that Sancho's in now in the Bundesliga, does it not make you think about your actions? And he was like, well, no, because that wasn't the issue. But it was just like, well, what is the issue then?
Yeah.
What, he turned up late in training once in a blue moon? Or you said he was shit at training and he called you out on it? With the greatest respect, if he doesn't think he was shit in training, and if you seem to have lost the dressing room, which is fucking clearly what's happened, I'm not being funny. Fucking, like who's in the wrong here?
Yeah.
Just be men about it. Pull him into the office. Have a conversation. Give him a slap on the wrist. Just fucking tell him, as a man, you are going to have to apologise to me in front of the dressing room. We've had this conversation. Like, that's just fucking the way football is. Happens all the time. Happens all the fucking time, mate. You will have to fucking just say, I'm sorry. It's fucking sorted.
You apologise to the team or something.
Fucking get on with it. Yeah, exactly.
It's not even like he has to apologise to Ten Hag. You say, look, you have to apologise to the team for your actions and disrespect or whatever.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly
all it has to be. The fact that Ten Hag
didn't even allow that to happen, or didn't even try to make that happen, speaks volumes about where Man United are going, and it's not the right fucking direction. All this shit with Rashford recently. He fucking kicked off with Rashford and it was Garnacho last week. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's fallen out with all these fucking people because he wants a certain ethos in the dressing room, which is fine, but at some point you have to be accountable.
Yeah.
And I'm not being funny, when you're spending fucking 300, 400 mil, all right, that's a decision you're making and your team are making, your team of scouts or whatever. Do you know what I mean? But it's you that decides it. There's no way someone's fucking gone to Ajax and just gone, oh, we're going to go and spunk 95 mil on Anthony. No, you wanted him. That's why we went and go and got him. You wanted Onana because he was Ajax.
Yeah.
Fucking Man United are becoming Ajax 2.0 because you fucking wanted them. So fucking.
That's fine if they perform as well as Ajax did in that league.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They step up, but they're not at all.
But they're not. And not even that, mate. They're not even fucking passable. They're not even passable. Anthony come on today and genuinely fucking made the team infinitely worse. I've no idea what fucking Erik ten Hag sees in him. And he keeps saying, oh yeah, he's a fantastic player when he gets going. Yeah, I'm sure he is. In Eredivisie. This is the Premier League, mate. And whichever way you want to dress it up, or it's debatable what I'm about to say, it's the best league in the world, right? Or okay, if it's not the best league in the world, it's top 1, 2, or 3, right?
Yeah.
Whichever way you want to look at it, whatever, right? They sent the fucking Eredivisie, where you got one team creaming it every single fucking season, playing against the local postman. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is where fucking people come to test themselves. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I'm sure he's fantastic over there, but that doesn't mean you're 95 mil. Ten Hag needs to have a serious fucking word with himself, mate.
I think the problem is when the manager starts blaming everything else but bar the manager, it's kind of like
it's time's up.
Yeah, we had it with Gerrard, but when he came in, players started performing a little bit better, but it soon kind of boiled off. And then he was saying teams like Man U or Liverpool should be coming to Villa Park and playing us off the field. And it was like negativity constantly. And then you could see it. He was falling out with all the players, changing captains and stuff like that, messing around with the systems, which just didn't need to be messed around with.
Yeah.
But it was always someone else's fault. And And I get, like, when you've got injuries or things like that, but over 18 months, you don't have sustained injuries that long. Or if there is, there's something wrong that you're doing and you have time in an off-season to fucking be changing players and stuff like that and bringing in extra players that what you need in those positions. But when you bring in players, you know, I always think, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing from a manager. But like you said, if you're just trying to bring in the same players and try and do the same thing over and over again, it's not going to work, especially if those players that are your marquee signings, like Anthony and stuff like that, if they don't work, you've kind of got to take the fucking hit on the chin and say, do you know what? I fucked up here.
Yeah.
This is on me. Or you say, look, it's the first season. We give them time. It is a different league. And I knew this was going to happen. But then you need to be getting something from other players, because there's no way United, with the money they've spent, with a lot of the players they have come through, like Mainoo and stuff like that, Garnacho, that they should be in this position. It's crazy that, like, they would be lower if Chelsea... It would be highlighted more if Chelsea wasn't so fucked up at the moment, mate, I think.
Chelsea are fucking 6 points behind us with two games land.
But do you know what I mean?
West Ham are 2 points behind us. Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking, this is where Man United are.
Yeah.
We're seventh in the fucking league, mate. I don't know, like, fucking where we go from here. Because all he keeps saying is, trust the process. What fucking process? The process I'm looking at, mate, is nosediving.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, fucking, okay, trust the process. All right, grand. Do you want to enlighten us what the process is?
Mate.
Do you want to enlighten us how you think you're going to turn this around? Because with the greatest respect, the way I'm fucking seeing it is Casemiro's got 2 seasons maximum, right? Rafa Varane's not fucking young. Martinez is made of fucking paper mache. Harry Maguire is fucking shit. Luke Shaw is always injured and shit. I can't defend to save his fucking life. Do you know what I mean? We played Aaron Wan-Bissaka at left back today. That tells you everything. Do you know what I mean? Like, so he's got no faith in Malacia. So there's no point fucking signing him, was there? Do you know what I mean? Like, then you got fucking Christian Eriksen wants to leave the club, right? Rashford, who is potentially on his way out of the club, and probably for the best, to be honest, because he's had probably 2/3 of a good season, and apart from that, he's been robbing a living off United for 10 years. Right? So he's practically out the fucking door at all. So when you actually look at United's squad, although we spent all this money, the whole team needs a complete overhaul, because the last 10 years we've spent money on nothing. We've bought the Lukaku's of the world and the Pogba's and Alexis Sanchez and fucking all these mongs, right, who don't give a fuck about playing football for the club. They're playing for a paycheck. They're playing for the Paul Pogba brand. I mean, like, they're playing for themselves. They're fucking dirty whining and dabbing and fucking TikToking in the fucking dressing room instead of putting the ball in the back of the net.
You're not catching players on the way up anymore. You're catching them at the top and on the way down.
And I don't know why we signed Varane in the first place. When we signed Varane, everyone was buzzing. And I was like, okay, tell me fucking when he's ever succeeded when he's not had a world-class centre-back sitting next to him.
No, it's,
can't do it.
It's a really valid point, I think. I think the biggest problem that United will have is replacing Ten Hag, because the money is now going to start being an issue, because obviously I know you bring in so much more money than everyone else in the league, and that will always help you out. But you're not getting Champions League football this year. You might not even get European football. So if you do want to attract any decent players, you're going to have to pay more, or it starts becoming a rebuild and you've got to give someone manager time. And
I think that's the best way. We've been rebuilding for 10 years.
Yeah. Villa got really lucky by getting Unai Emery. I don't think we would have been in a position we are at the moment, battling for Champions League, with any other manager apart from Unai Emery. And I don't think there's many more Unai Emerys out there that will be willing to go to United, because it seems like a poison chalice.
Players play for him, though. This is the difference. Players play for him. The same with Eddie Howe. All right, Newcastle have fallen off recently, whatever. You saw what he did at Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like you saw what he did at Newcastle, getting them to Champions League. Players were playing for him. They were playing for a cause. This is what I'm saying. Like, there's a different mentality at Man United. Yeah. I don't know who Man United think they are. Like, they're constantly living off what happened 25 years ago. Get with the fucking program. This is fucking 2024. This is not 1999 anymore. This isn't fucking 2006. We're not fucking living off Champions League glory. It's fucking done and dusted. You need to fucking start over. Do you know what I mean? All this fucking, all this nonsense at the club. It's done. You talk about Man City and you say how much they spent. Genuinely, I think Man United might have spent more.
Probably.
So it's not about spending. It's about who you're spending it on. Do you know what I mean?
I think the problem is as well that it only takes a couple of seasons for it to become rot and for the giant of the club to kind of be that old giant, and it becomes, instead of, do you know what, we're having a shit season and we're going through this, and obviously I know, like you said, over the last decade, you kind of been yo-yoing between Champions League football and just outside Europa League or whatever, which would now you'd probably be in the Conference League. And you've been doing that for 10 years, but you've kind of always had that little push, or you've won a cup here, you've won a cup there, and it's kind of kept you there. I think if you stop becoming relevant, it's really easy then for that rot just to set in more and more and more and more. Because I know there's a lot of fans, especially abroad and stuff like that, for United, or in London for United, that will kind of just stop buying the kit or switch, not switch allegiances, but will go, do you know what, fucking, well, my second team's Real Madrid, so I'll start watching Real Madrid because they're still in the Champions League. And things that
might
like that.
Not be the worst thing for the club, though, because winning the Carabao Cup and winning the fucking Europa League and winning these little trophies, and I say little with the greatest respect, like, I'm sure clubs around the world would love to win the Europa League, but that's not where Man United want to be. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it is a smaller cup to them, but winning the Carabao Cups and the Europa Leagues of the world, it's not where Man United want to be. And winning those little cups, it almost gave managers too much time when all you were doing was putting a plaster over a shotgun wound. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking, I mean, you were, though. Do you know what I mean? Why the fuck was Fred at the club for so long?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is,
we won the Carabao Cup.
You're seeing them become a mid-table team.
I don't think we will, though, mate. United are fucking, like I said, you're going back 25 years, like, you're living off the glory days, blah, 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 whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, but clearly, there's still a pull there. Do you know what I mean? We're still top three fucking revenue earners in the world. Do you know what I mean? Like, you go and fucking Google it. Do you know what I mean? So,
no, but this is what I'm saying. So,
you know, the money is still going to be coming in. It's how the club are deciding to spend it.
Those small achievements are kind of keeping you relevant. And if you stop becoming relevant, that's when the issues really start to happen.
I don't know, mate. Same as Arsenal. Like, take Arsenal, for example, generally, right? They went to shit for fucking years. And what do? They brought somebody in, they got the right ethos in, they said, right, you're our fucking man, we're backing you. What players do you want? And yeah, all right, you made a few fucking stupid... I'm talking about Mikel Arteta, obviously. He made a few fucking stupid signings. Do you know what I mean? Like, but for the most part, he's made good signings. But the players are playing for him. You tell me now who Arsenal's top three players are.
Well, you've got to go Odegaard.
This is what I'm saying.
What?
The fact that you haven't got one fucking straight away, boom, 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 speaks volumes. What I'm saying is everyone's fucking moving in the right direction. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's fucking playing for the gaffer. Fucking everyone's playing as part of the club. United aren't like that at the moment, and they haven't been like that for years. It might not be the worst thing, mate, that we just strip it all back from the core, fucking get rid of all these dickheads, and start over. Because clearly what we've been doing hasn't been fucking working, has it?
Yeah, but
and
I mean...
I'm including Bruno in that as well. He can fuck off and all.
But Wenger left 4 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever it was, in 2020. So, where fuck knows where we're now. So, yeah, so he left, say, at the end of 2021, retired then. That's only 3 seasons. I mean, you've been doing this for fucking 10 seasons now. And I know, obviously, you're still top three or whatever. But the relevancy for Arsenal only fell off for a year because when Unai Emery's first year, he still was achieving quite well. It was his second year syndrome, like the fucking...
You forget Arsenal was shit for years under Wenger.
No, but...
I'm not saying, like, Wenger wasn't good for football. I'm saying for the last... good amount of years Wenger was at Arsenal.
Yeah, he stayed too long. They were shit.
He might have left in 2020, but they weren't fucking, they weren't challenging or relevant for probably a good 5 years before that.
Yeah, I know, but
they've been shit for ages, mate.
But the problem is, they were still around the European placements.
Yeah, of course.
At the moment, you're around mid table.
Yeah, I know. But like, what I'm saying is, Wenger needed to go. He was part of the rot. He needed to fuck off. It needed to be stripped back. It needed to come back to basics.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to do as well. I genuinely believe it. Like, United are in a really fucking bad state at the moment.
Yeah, and it can. But what I'm saying is, if it doesn't change soon, it could.
It won't.
Could set you down to beating City in the FA Cup.
Beating City in the FA Cup is going to do nothing other than what I said a minute ago. Right, we could slap City 7-0 in the FA Cup. It won't make a difference. Again, you're putting plasters over shotgun wounds. Yeah. It doesn't make a fucking difference. Do you know what I mean? But the club is still going to be in disarray next season. They're still going to be fucked. And we're still going to be stuck with this cunt. No, we're fucked, mate. Honestly, we're fucking... I've lost patience with him now. Really, really have. I've tried to stick with him for a fucking very long time. And I've put up with fucking nonsense with this dickhead. But I'm fucking tired of it. There's nothing more you can fucking say, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, especially if you start losing players like Garnacho and stuff like that. Obviously, like Garnacho's you said previously, Rashford and no things way. Are the ones that will go and they need to go Rashford because can... they've Rashford been there too long. Now. They're part of the old guard. Yeah. And you kind of need to have Absolutely. That clear, right? But the future, when the future starts leaving, and you're not replacing him with anything, I think you'll get good
we
money.
We lose players like Mainu, then we're in trouble. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, we had a few lads who come on in, today and they've made bit part appearances the last few weeks. Players like that, you can see they got potential, but they're not quite ready. But like, players like that, if we lose them, we're in trouble. Do you know what I mean? Because City made a lot of their money through their academy. So did Liverpool. Do you know what I mean? Like, they made a lot of their money through selling players. And yeah, right, they might have just gone for 3 or 4 mil, whatever. But you sell 10 of them,
mm-hmm.
40 mil. Sell 15 of them, you made 60 mil.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking like loads of players like that. And
they fiddle the sheets. So, like, a 10 mil player, selling a 10 mil player basically means you could sign a 70 mil player or something stupid. Exactly.
But as you know, in Birmingham, you don't have the monopoly in Birmingham.
No.
How many fucking top established clubs are in the Birmingham area? Do you know what I mean? Like, Man United now, for a long time, if you wanted to be a top footballer you in Manchester, you were going to Manchester United. No. Man City, you weren't even look at. Same as Liverpool, Everton. Not many kids will go to Everton. They'll go straight to Liverpool. Do you know what I mean? But nowadays, unless you were brought up in a Manchester United household,
there's no reason
what club
to
are you going to? As a 10-year-old kid.
Oh, mate,
you're going to Man
definitely.
City, aren't you? Straight away. So that we're not going to have the fucking youth. So in the next 5 years, Man United really need to get their fucking act together. I was like you said, like it won't be so long before like top six will seem like we won the fucking league. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's quite easily going to happen.
Oh, it does. But anyway. I mean, it really does.
Because we're flying on time. Do you want Wally of the Week nomination number 3?
Got him.
Right, I'm going to read you the quote. And I'm not even going to tell you who said it because you'll never fucking guess. Right. So, this is about PFA Player of the Year talk, which has been going around the last few weeks. Blimey, it's a tough one. Because I think a lot of players have been doing really well. I'll probably go with a surprise. Someone like Darwin Nunez. Right. I'm going to say this as unbiased as I possibly can, right? Darwin Nunez should be absolutely fucking nowhere near anybody's lips for PFA Player of the Year.
How?
You can be the most biased Liverpool fan, and they have a lot of them that will not listen to fucking jack shit. Me and you know one of them very fucking well,
yeah.
Right? You can't have a conversation with them. They live in their own brains. They're morons, right? But there's nobody on this fucking planet that's honestly, he must be saying that to either get clicks, get a job, or get himself a fucking interview. Because this dickhead's name is Glenn Johnson, who played for
Fuck's
Liverpool
sake, man.
And Chelsea.
That's,
in what
do you know
world?
What, that is the worst one, I think, because that's just...
Someone must have put him up to that.
That is a terrible, terrible take.
Don't get me wrong, right? Darwin Nunez, has he been brilliant? No. Has he been dog shit? No. If I was a Liverpool fan, I'd be fucked off with him. I'd be fucking sick of him. He gets more chances in good positions than any player in the fucking league. Maybe Haaland might be the one that comes close because he plays for fucking Man City. Yeah. The amount of easy chances he either puts in the car park or completely fucks are absolutely insane. There is no fucking way anybody is honestly nominating him for player of the and genuinely, if he's in the fucking nominations anywhere and has a decent fucking amount, genuinely I might need to fucking go and reassess what I know about football. Or I need to start fucking like really, really paying attention to this guy. Because honestly, like I said, I'm not saying he's fucking shit. He's obviously far from it. But how much did he cost? 70 mil? 80 mil?
Yeah.
So no, he's 85 actually, wasn't it? 85 mil.
We did put him as one of the worst signings.
There's no way you're fucking telling me he's been good for his money. No fucking way. But has he done good? Yeah, he's done all right.
Has he? Like, fucking...
He's done all right, but he's not 85 mil. If they signed him for the same money they signed Gakpo for, I think most fans would be happy. Well, they got him for 40 mil. You'd be like, yeah, fine, whatever. He gets a job, he annoys people, he pisses centre-backs off, do you know what I mean? Like, and he's a complete anomaly. Like, you can't defend against him because even he doesn't know what he's fucking going to do.
Yeah, but I mean... Look, let's compare him.
PFA Player of the Year. Fuck. I don't think he's even Liverpool's fucking Player of the Year. Never mind fucking PFA Player of the Year.
I mean, Jota, sorry, just to fucking quickly have a look. Like you said, so obviously just going off stats alone, I know fucking the game isn't just about stats. But you look at Salah, he's on his usual 14 goals or whatever it was this season. What's he on?
Which, by the way, is shit for Salah, which is insane to say.
17 goals he's on. 17 goals.
Yeah.
All right, so he's on 17 goals and 9 assists. Darwin Nunez, who is their centre forward, by the way. And it's not like when they had Firmino in there and he was kind of hanging back more as an attacking midfielder than he was a fucking centre forward. This bloke is a centre forward. He has 8 assists and fucking 11 goals in 31 games. And Jota has fucking 10 goals in 21 games. So Jota's had fucking 10 goals less, 10 games less, and scored one goal less. How the fuck does that work? There's no way Glenn Johnson can mean that seriously. There is absolutely no way, because that's a... We have some shit takes between us, right? But that is a fucking shocking take.
Well, either he's best mates with Jermaine Genius, right, and they're fucking trying to take over the world with their stupidity. Or he's been dared to say that. There's no way. But like you said, take his goal involvements. What's that, 19 in total? 18, whatever it is.
Yeah.
He's done all right. And like 18, 19 out of 31. Okay, fine, whatever. But with the greatest respect, he's playing for a team that are challenging for the title.
Yeah.
He should be getting those numbers. He's playing next to Salah. Arguably one of the, like, if he's not the best player in the world, he's fucking top five. You should be getting assists next to Salah.
You're not in a shit squad, are you?
You're fucking... Mate, I'd get assists next to Salah. You know what I mean? The fucking... Come on, bro. No, just fucking cut the shit. Fucking hell. But don't fucking sit there and tell me he's fucking player of the year on 85 mil when he's missed all those fucking opportunities and he's been a... Honestly, like I said, if I was a Liverpool fan, I'd fucking
hate him.
That's
cringe, isn't it? That's just cringe-worthy completely.
That's something you should look at from a former player and just go, oh, mate, shut up. You're making us look like dickheads. But I can guarantee you there are fans out there who go, fucking hell, Glenn Johnson's nailed on. Darwin Nunez should be player of the year.
Mate,
shut the fuck up. He's not even your player of the year. Genuine.
Well, this
fucking
is the thing.
Hell.
Even looking at it, Jota, who's played fuck all this season, has a better fucking goal return. Like, if the bloke could stay fit, he'd be fucking unbelievable.
I put Conor Bradley ahead of him.
Yeah, he's only played like 5 games. Whatever it is,
Genuine. I put Conor Bradley ahead of him. I genuinely would.
Oh, mate, it's a piss take, isn't it?
Madness, isn't it? But those are your 3 nominations. So who do you want?
Oh, I've got to be fucking Glenn Johnson straight off. Fuck off. The other two are like fucking...
They're talking point. I don't know. The Nottingham Forest one is on top.
Yeah, I mean, admin is having a fucking proper hissy fit, proper throwing their toys at the
NFFC. Shall I see if it's still...
Oh, mate, I'll check them while we're on it. I've
lost it. Is it still up?
Yeah, it was still up, yeah.
Oh, no. There's no way they believe leaving that up is a good fucking idea.
It's that thing, like you said, though. What's the point of taking it down now? It's been up for 5 hours. There's no point taking it down.
Oh, my God. Listen to it. Huge respect for calling out the pathetic officiating in this league. More clubs should follow suit.
Oh, man, I love that.
Mate, what? Oh, my God. Oh, fuck it now. All the blue ticks are bigging them up. So, yeah, fair play.
I mean, they do. That's the problem with Twitter. It's just a fucking echo chamber.
And then someone's gone. Someone's gone, how is this a real tweet? Like,
what? So someone's put, so genuine. NAFC EPL, Premier League Reds, it's put, yes, all capitals. Don't stand for it. Sky will come out saying the club is a disgrace for this tweet. Karen Neville, the lot. No, the disgrace is a Luton fan making decisions in a game that will benefit them. Would they have a Liverpool fan do VAR for a City game in the title running? No. It's just fucking out, mate, can't they?
Mate, they can fuck off. Liverpool get their fucking pundits on everything. They can piss right off. Where is it? I just saw one a minute ago. Has Mark Goldbridge been tweeting from the official Nottingham Forest account?
Well, actually, Mark Goldbridge has quoted it and said, about time clubs start fighting back. Chelsea should follow suit.
How are Chelsea going to follow suit? Yeah. What a joke. Oh, anyway, there we go.
Also, at the moment, who's your Premier League player of the season? Because I think it's between two at the moment.
I don't. It'd be interesting to hear what your second one is. But it's difficult to not look past the last 3 or 4 weeks. Oh, you're thinking Ollie Watkins, aren't you?
That's the two, baby. Cole Palmer, Ollie Watkins.
Cole Palmer, yeah.
It's got to be those two.
For me, Cole Palmer. But I know we're only 4 games away, but like, what I will say is Ollie Watkins has obviously done fucking absolutely incredibly, and like, genuinely, people thinking taking Ivan Toney to the World Cup is a fucking moron. Like, it's Watkins and Kane all day long.
It's mental.
What I will say is, Watkins is playing in a team that are banging, and they are flying forward. They're getting a lot of chances. If they're not going to get top 4 football, they're going to get European football. Cole Palmer is playing fucking right mid in a shit Chelsea team.
I think that's
not
the thing.
Getting the fucking ball, and he's absolutely fucking shit.
It's crazy at the moment. So if you look at the top goal scorers at the moment, it's Haaland on 20, Cole Palmer on 20, Watkins on 19. And I watched the game today, the Villa game. Fucking, he got an assist or 2 assists, Ollie Watkins, and then he was just fucking shooting. He was like, get me to 20, get me there.
He could have had a few. He could have a few more today.
But he then got 12 assists, so he's top of the assists, which I find mental at the moment. And then, like you said, because Villa are playing well, Leon Bailey's 9. We're the only team in the top 10 with 2 players in the top 10. And I do think Cole Palmer is just carrying that fucking Chelsea team on his back. It's unbelievable.
I think Watkins can score every week until the end of the season, and Cole Palmer couldn't. And I'd still vote Cole Palmer just for that reason.
I think it goes down to the team.
Right? Yeah.
It's the fucking, he is head and shoulders above where he's been for the last fucking 3-4 seasons. And a bloke comes in on his first season and fucking nails it. It just shows the quality of Cole Palmer.
Mate, this just goes back to everything I said a minute ago. He come through the Man City Academy.
Yeah.
He's not going to get a game at City, so he's left. And look how good he is. This is how good the Academy is at City there. They're allowing players like Jadon Sancho to go to Bundesliga and allowing Cole Palmer to go to one of their rivals. Do you know what I mean? Like, their academy is that fucking good. It's absolutely insane.
Fucking crazy, that. Absolutely mental.
Yeah. It's madness.
From midfield, he's doing as well.
There we go.
It's at the moment, just shit for England. How do you fit all these players in?
Quite simple. Midfield. You don't take Mason Mount. You don't take Jordan Henderson. I can cull about half of the fucking team.
No, but I mean,
but I know that moron's going to bring all of them.
The starting midfield must be a fucking nightmare trying to figure. All right, so I'll put him.
Rashford,
there.
You can leave him at home as well.
Yeah, easily. Yeah.
Here's a hot take: you can leave Saka at home and all. Genuine.
He's not been good this season, but
nope.
I think he's still got something to.
Saka doesn't have spells of greatness. You know, he turns up fucking like once every 4 or 5 weeks. I play Cole Palmer every single week over everybody this season.
If Fucking Saka's got 14 goals. Fuck me.
Well, congratulations.
I'm just saying, all right? I'm just saying he's got the same amount of goals as Foden.
I didn't think it was that many, to be fair.
Yeah, I didn't think that many. Mate, it's like one in two.
Is he on pens for them?
I think he is, yeah.
Or it might be Odegaard.
Phil Foden has got 7 assists. Them. Mate, do you know what? I'm really disappointed with Haaland this year. He's on 20 goals. But
I know, it's joking.
It's crazy, isn't it? When you think in 35 games, he had 36 goals last year.
Madness.
He's had a fucking day off this year and fucking got 20.
Quickly touching on England and how you fit everyone in and all that shit. Genuinely, right? I don't think there's a single Man United player that you take to the England squad this year.
Maynou?
Yeah. maybe the only one. Let's have it right. He's only been playing football, like, really, in the Premier League for the last 2 months.
Yeah,
like doing well. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think you take him. I don't think you start
Declan
him.
Royce in the middle. You have Declan Royce in the middle. You'd have Jude Bellingham slightly ahead of him.
Yeah.
And then you've got your pick then, haven't you? You can choose who you want to put next to Royce. I'd actually even go to Royce and say, who do you want to play
with?
And let him make the decision. Because it's him that he needs to be cohesive with somebody.
Leave
it down to Gareth Southgate to make it.
But the
fact that I'm saying that after, like, the quote-unquote golden generation, it was littered with Man United players. Again, goes back to what we were saying earlier. I wouldn't take a single fucking one. Maybe Maynou is the only one I can think of.
I would take Maynou. It would be an interesting one to have. But I think, yeah, you've got to take Maynou. Not even just necessarily, like we talk about it all the time. You take a player not necessarily for this one, but for the experience of the next one, if you know what I mean. So he
gets used to the camp and all that shit.
Yeah, he gets out of his system. You play him in the third group game when you want to rest players and stuff like that. But
bring him on for the last 20 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? You see him at the game, Harry Kane's gone off. Fucking all right, sweet.
But that's what they'll do with Watkins, won't they? We got 2 or 3 goals up. They'll fucking...
Yeah,
assuming that we're going to cream the Euros, but...
I mean, hopefully, Watkins does get on and he does... is able to play. I think it would be mental if Ivan Tony can't even get into the fucking Brentford team because he's a prick or something like that at the moment. And Ollie Watkins doesn't get picked and Ivan Tony goes to the fucking Euros. I'd find it absolutely crazy. But if anyone's going to do it, that would be Southgate.
We could do an 11 as well 1 week of players that we can't stand.
Oh, that'd be fucking Jesus
Ivan
Christ.
Tony, straight in there for me. Can't stand that prick.
How many United players can come in?
Fuck me.
Because you would have it littered.
Bruno Fernandes, straight in there.
Oh, don't. Yeah.
If he didn't play for Man United, genuinely, I'd absolutely hate his guts.
Yeah, he's a prick.
I'm not his biggest fan anyway, to be honest. But
yeah,
anyway,
he does play.
This is over an hour. Let's wrap this shit.
Sweet. All right, thank you so much.
You got an outro?
Oh, mate, do you know what?
I'll tell you what, this is where you let yourself down, right? Because you've come up with some absolute comedy gold in the start and you've not even bookended it.
Mate, literally, wait, I'll show you now.
Don't fucking play it again.
No, I'm not
listening to it again.
So I made the outro.
Right.
At 8:01.
What, today?
Yeah. So whilst you were waiting.
All right.
So as you were jumping on, I was saving the outro and uploading it, the intro and uploading it. Mate, if I had time, I've got backing tracks. There'll be a new intro for next week and there might even be a little outro, okay?
Is it completely different? So you've got like a proper urban intro and then you've got like
country and western,
a proper spicy, flamboyant outro.
Oh, don't, mate. Seriously, some of these things I fucking downloaded where
you completely like got the wrong vibe of like what we are.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Like we're like the least urban people ever.
Wait, I've got
what? Because I listen to hip hop. You think I'm?
Let me just try and upload this bit of audio. See how long it takes. It might fucking take too long. If it takes too long, we're not listening to it.
And just chill it on.
Is
it horrendous?
But this is...
Actually, no, wait there. Do you think the intro was good?
No.
Not... Okay, good. I was going to say, not funny. I meant, like, do you think it was good? It was good in execution, but...
But this is the music also I downloaded that we can use for the outro. I'll try it live.
Can't hear it. Oh. Can't hear it.
Do you not hear it?
No, oh, can't hear anything.
Right, let's try again. Wait. Second time. Why is it not playing?
Fucking hell.
Ooh. Thank you so much for listening. There will be two podcasts. If you please review and share. Yeah, I don't think it works.
All I could hear was the music. I couldn't hear anything you were saying.
That might be for the best.
It was just bam, 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 bam. Oh, was it a Ricky Martin video?
Like realism, sort of fucking car ad. For the new Fiat 500. Only $5,999.
You'll get one, mate. We'll get a good one.
Oh, no, I quite like the shit ones.
No, you're not playing that intro again. That was fucking horrendous. Anyway, wrap this up. I've had enough of your shit.
Like this.
No. No. Jank, get rid of it. What? Well, I'm gonna hit the X on this.
Thank you so much for listening. Yeah, adios. Goal alert, goal alert, goal alert, goal alert.